Boys, we have a street full of survivors.
How'd you find them?
They found us.
Do you want me to bring my men?
Stay put, Tomer. They're behaving themselves so far.
I went to the stairwell and trotted back up the stairs to the mezzanine, where I could have a closer look at the street below. I stole up to the window, my nerves tense. A large mob of men had formed on the street, but they showed no interest in entering the building. They milled around like an army of vagrants. Many carried M27s, or handguns. A few of them had rocket launchers. Every weapon I saw was standard military issue, probably gleaned from the streets. As I surveyed the scene, I noticed Corporal Ritz peering around the shattered glass of a fifth-floor window. My visor read his virtual tags. He looked in my direction, probably spotting me through the window with his telescopic lens.
Do you think they know we're up here?
Can you think of any other reason for them to be here?
God, look at those bastards. There must be 1,000 of them.
Are they armed?
Every last mother-specking one of them. I think we know where all the guns disappeared to. Ritz, what's happening in the brothel?
Not much, sir. I don't think the ladies know we're in here.
So we have a standoff. They don't want to come in, and we don't want to step out.
Maybe they don't know who we are, sir. Maybe they don't know we're Marines.
Maybe they don't care.
I decided it was time to introduce myself. Pulling both a grenade and a rocket launcher from my belt, I took 12 paces back from the window. I set the grenade for a relatively low-yield explosion and tossed it toward the window, then hid in the doorway.
What are you doing?
I'm introducing myself.
The men in the street scattered as glass showered down on them. Not giving them a moment to regroup, I bolted for the window and fired my rocket at one of the jeeps. Down below, all of the men on the street turned their guns in my direction, but nobody fired. Finally, a man stepped out of the crowd and climbed onto the nearest jeep. He wore army fatigues and a Marine Corps combat helmet. He spoke to me over an open channel on the interlink.
I understand your need to intrude upon our privacy, Captain, but why in God's name are you shooting at us?
Hoping that the mob would overestimate our numbers, I had my Marines trail me as I left the building. The locals made way for me as I entered the street, allowing me and my Marines to pass through unchallenged. I worked my way toward the flaming wreckage of the jeep and the man in the combat helmet who stood beside it. As I came closer, he removed his helmet, revealing shoulder-length hair and a flowing beard. I hardly recognized him. I came within a few feet of the man and removed my helmet as well.
What are you doing here, Captain Harris?
Right Reverend Colonel Ellery Doctorow was the man who had told the fleet to go away. He sounded like he was about to do it again. Gone was the slightest trace that this man had ever been an army chaplain.
We came to liberate Terrano.
You hear that? He came to rescue us. The aliens left here long ago, Captain.
Doctorow was not as tall as he looked in his picture. He stood over 6 feet tall, but I still had an inch or two on him. He had aged over the last 4 years and had become less military in his bearing. The photo that came with my orders showed Dr. Rowe still in his 50s. Now he looked more like a well-preserved 65-year-old. He stood erect, but he was too thin. He had let his coal-colored flat top grow into a shaggy mane that reached down to his shoulders, and his thick salt-and-pepper beard had strayed over to the salt side of the equation.
Reverend Doctorow.
I prefer Colonel.
Colonel, you see that bright stuff up there in the sky?
Hard to miss.
They call that the ion curtain.
I'm familiar with the term. The scientist who coined it was stationed at Fort Sebastian.
Was he a dwarf?
It sounds as if we have a common acquaintance.
Dr. William Sweetwater.
They tried to lift him off the planet as the invasion began. Sounds like he made it.
I met him on New Copenhagen.
New Copenhagen? The aliens made it all the way to New Copenhagen?
Yes, sir. They would have finished us off on New Copenhagen if it were not for Sweetwater. The little bastard saved us.
Saved you from what? The aliens don't do much once they capture your planet. They leave their ion curtain in the sky, they knock down buildings, but they're not all that bad. They killed off our army, but they left us alone once we stopped trying to fight them.
They haven't left.
We haven't seen them for years.
You do know that there's a line of glowing spheres no more than 20 miles from here? The aliens use those to spawn. You know that, right?
That, Captain Harris, is why we asked your fleet to go away.
I did not go into detail, but I told Dr. Rowe about New Copenhagen. I described how the Avatari had hollowed mountains and filled them with gas so toxic the fumes slowly melted your skin. I told him how the aliens would expand the nearest sun and use it to bake Terrano until it was cinder and gas.
Is that a fact? That changes things. How long do we have?
It will be a few thousand years before the sun goes on broil, but we've already located the gas. It's nasty shit.
There's no need for vulgarity. I don't suppose you have any proof.
Excuse me.
I arranged to have Dr. O take a transport with Tomer so that he could see the mines for himself. Tomer arrived at the airfield first. He loaded 75 Marines onto the transport, then waited for Dr. O to show. Once the Right Reverend rolled onto the field, Tomer led him onto the transport and they took off for the mines. They did not leave empty-handed. I hoped Dr. O would not notice the large crate in the cargo hold or ask why 75 Marines had come along for the ride. So far, nothing on this mission had gone according to plan.
Captain Harris, sir. What do you have, Hollingsworth? I'm still not getting through to Sergeant Harrington. Maybe something is wrong with his equipment.
I understand, sir, but I haven't had any luck locating his transport with our radar.
Oh, shit. Speck.
What is it, sir?
Harrington said he was going to fly by the Avatari spheres. He said he was going to swing by the spheres on the way back to the airfield. Sergeant, you better have your pilot patch me through to Tomer's transport. We have a hell of a problem.
I looked around the street. Mixing what was left of my men with the local militia, there might have been 1,000 of us. We mostly had M27s and machine guns. My men would have some rocket launchers and grenades. We were cooked.
Captain Harris, I have them. Tomer.
Yes, sir.
Dr. O, you there too?
I'm here.
Harrington is dead. The Avatari are on their way.